I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Good sleep improves your brain performance, mood, and health, and can even play an important role in disease prevention. Dr. Andrea Rin is here to talk about optimizing sleep to reap these important health benefits. Dr. Rin is an associate professor in sleep medicine, and she's a physician in the Department of Pulmonary Critical Care and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rin, getting good sleep has been recognized in recent years as playing an even more important role in maintaining good health. What's known now about sleep and health and disease prevention?
We now know that healthy sleep is a critical factor in health and well-being in people of all ages. Healthy sleep is an important factor with brain health, cardiac health, mental health, thinking, metabolic health, and longevity has been associated with sufficient sleep.
What are the important things that we need to remember for optimizing sleep?
I now think about optimal sleep in three main categories. These include adequate sleep time, quality, and timing. It turns out that the timing of sleep really does matter when it comes to health. And that means maintaining a consistent sleep-wake schedule.
Tell us more about the quality of sleep and the quantity of sleep needed.
The quality of sleep really includes refreshing sleep without significant interruptions. It's worth mentioning that some nighttime awakenings may be normal. As we cycle through stages during sleep, we may wake up normally 4 to 5 times. Quantity of sleep really means the amount of sleep that we get on a night-to-night basis. Adults generally need 7 to 9 hours of sleep, and children need more.
What are some tips to help us get a good night's sleep?
Stick to a strict schedule 7 days a week, and that includes chiseling out time dedicated to sleep. Also, daytime exercise can boost sleep drive. Turn your thermostat down at night. People generally sleep best when the room temperature is around 65 degrees. Outdoor light exposure during the day, especially in the morning, can impact sleep timing and help to set healthy bedtimes.
And are there some things we should avoid that might impact sleep negatively?
I recommend avoiding caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine at or around bedtime. Caffeine can disrupt sleep, prevent you from falling asleep, and decrease the depth of your sleep. We generally recommend avoiding caffeine in the afternoon if on a regular sleep-wake schedule. Limiting light, phones, and electronics are very important. These things can be stimulating, and low levels of light at night have the potential to suppress your body's melatonin release. I recommend that you avoid staying in bed struggling to sleep. If you can't sleep for 20 minutes, you should get out of bed and do something relaxing with limited light exposure. Please see your health care provider if nothing helps. Sleep medicine research continues to grow, and there are many things that may be done to improve sleep.
Dr. Rin, thanks for this update about optimizing sleep.
Thank you.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.